everybody's doing wine, beer, whiskeys, but you chose to do bourbon. Why bourbon?
Two reasons. One, it is our personal heritage. And number two, it is not yet done. Let's be a little Jewish about this and find the best possible avenue to enter. And so we entered this because it has not been yet done.
So who's your market?
The market is the introduction of the product to Israeli culture. It's about introducing a new taste, a new concept. In addition, obviously, we'd love to be the new boutique bourbon in the States. We'd love to be the option of that have tasted everything and now they want to taste the new and from far away. But locally, we're really introducing the concept to our local comrades.
Now, you have a niche. You're also kosher bourbon, right?
I don't think that would make a difference to anybody. We've been drinking kosher whiskey forever, but at the same time, it doesn't have to have the official kashrut. We're not chassidim about it, but at the same time, everybody knows that that whiskey is kosher.
Noam, what I'd like to hear from you, how you got into this.
I grew up with whiskey. My great-grandfather was a bootlegger during Prohibition.
Jewish bootleggers.
Okay. They needed it for the Kiddush Club or whatever they had in their congregation in the 1925. And I grew up on these stories.
So you and your friend Alan, we get together with other friends. You have a little parliament up there in Gush Etzion.
How did
you decide to make whiskey?
Well, we were sitting there one night, I would say about 8 years ago. We have bourbon running through our veins.
It's a religion.
And we were sitting there discussing the nuances of the different tastes of the bourbon, the different notes that we were detecting. All of a sudden, we looked at each other and said, why the hell aren't we doing this? This is something that's got to be done here in Israel. It's never been done before. This is what we love more than anything else.
Okay.
And so why shouldn't we combine our dreams?
You've succeeded in putting together a distillery, making whiskey, making bourbon with corn, barley, wheat. What makes it Israeli whiskey?
What makes it Israeli? Well, the first thing that makes it Israeli is the climate. Mm-hmm. We're able to age something here about 6 or 7 times quicker than they would in Scotland, in Kentucky. The climate in our area is just unbelievable. The hot, humid days, the cool, drier nights, it allows the liquid and the barrel, then the wood, to interact with each other at a much higher level. We can turn something out in 18 months, 24 months, that would take other people 6 or 7 years to achieve.
Okay, why bourbon and not whiskey?
You mean why bourbon and not
Let's
scotch?
Let's just let our listeners know who don't know that bourbon is mainly corn mixed with another grain, barley.
Bourbon is mainly corn. You know, when I was a young kid, I started drinking scotch because that's what was readily available in my home. I never really liked it. I started drinking it for social reasons. It was around, but I never really liked the taste. And then when I tried bourbon for the first time, there was a sweetness to it and a robust flavor to it that I just knocked me off my shoes.
Now, do you think that bourbon's going to catch on in Israel? Because Israelis don't really know bourbon.
Israelis are looking for the new novel idea. Mm-hmm. That's really what they're looking for. You know, whiskey in this country has taken a long time to get started. You know, this is not your grandfather's whiskey. I think Israelis are looking for the new exciting item. I think bourbon, the sky's the limit. Everybody who tries our product says, oh my God, I need a bottle of this stuff.
Alan, what do you have to say?
At the end of the day, it's about the taste. And I think bourbon is much, much more accessible.
Really? It's so sweet.
Well, that's the point. That's exactly the point. There are a lot of levels of Scotch whiskey in different regions, and you might like the Highlands, you might like the Lowlands, or the Islays are too smoky, and you don't have a consistent palate, which is great for what they are after. And you can have snobs of the central region as compared to the lower region. In bourbon, everybody's one. Okay? It's basically amami. It's national.
Now, Noam, let me ask you about the cooperation with other distilleries or wineries. I understand you get your barrels from other places. So are people helping you?
Yeah, so we get our barrels primarily from Flam Winery and mm-hmm. Barkan Winery. Mm-hmm. They've been very cooperative. We have to use only American oak. We find it to be much better than French oak. Barkan and Flam reserve their American oak barrels, the few that they have available, for us.
Do you have a master distiller that's helping you out here?
We've had various consultants who work with us. David Zabel from Golan Distillery in the Golan has been very helpful. And Moscow Brewery.
You got together with friends in Gush Etzion a couple years ago and said, we can do this, we can do this even better. How do you know how to make whiskey? Alan, how do you know how to make whiskey?
Once we decided that this is the pursuit, we actually did our homework. Mm-hmm. We actually read and went to the States to train. Surprisingly, it's not Kentucky, but today the boutique bourbon capital is the outskirts of Denver. And so we went to Denver. We took every possible tour there was. We studied there with a master distiller, a local person out there, who then gave us the basic outline, and we brought it home and made it our own. So we understood the process. We had to figure out how to make that happen here, but trained we were, and now we're continually learning.
Now, no, let me ask you, the people say, there are those who say that you can't have a truly Israeli liqueur unless you grow everything in the Holy Land. So how does that work?
So our ambition is to grow our own corn here.
Cool.
Over the next couple of years, we do intend to grow our own corn, but temporarily we do have to get our grains from Europe. Sometimes you have to start in a way that gets you where you need to go.
Final question. Purim is coming up. How is this going to help Purim?
If it doesn't help, nobody will know, because they'll all be wasted. You know, people are always looking for that special bottle. I think for Purim, everybody wants to get their hands on something they haven't seen before. That's how you distinguish yourself.
What about you, Alan?
I don't think Purim's going to help. I think we're going to help Purim.
Okay.
And that's because we have an exquisite product, and people that are now tasting it know it.